Blog Talk Radio.
The greatest teacher in the world made a very profound statement when he said, if you're not for me, you're against me. And it's so true when applying it to these agencies for the disabled that are supposed to be there for us, supposed to help us, supposed to allow us, they should allow us to participate in raising the funds to get what we need for our lives. We should be working on that together. And it very rarely, if at all, happens that way. I can't remember one situation where it has. And, you know, so by doing these things, by making it harder for us, they're interfering with our lives, with our progress. Because whatever money is in an agency for the disabled is there for us. You know, and that's why this system should be changed. That money is there in that agency because of a disabled person. If it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be any money in any one of the agencies for the, that are supposed to help the disabled. So, keeping that in mind, you know, what you really have to do is replace many of the people who work in these agencies, you know, if they don't see it, if they don't reach out to help people, if they're not willing to, look at it as a partnership and create that partnership and urge the government to do the same thing. Instead of butting into our business, help us. You know, and I'll give you a typical classic example that for the most part the public is not aware of. If you're blind and you go to a school and you need a guide dog, you train 3 weeks with the dog, and the school doesn't feel that you should have that dog, all right? So you've wasted all that time, you've been on a waiting list, and you don't get the dog. Then, let's say you learn to do it on your own, or you have somebody to help you. I had a former trainer from Guiding Eyes help me many times. So then the agencies, the guide dog schools, butt into your business. And they tell the animal medical, don't give that blind person's dog the medical. Now, if that's not true, you know, then let them prove it. Let them go the other way. Let them say, hey, we took a walk with this guide dog, you know. Dog did a good job. We consider it an honorary guide dog. Well, the dog should have the medical. You see? Instead of butting into our business and stopping the medical and condoning what the animal medical center is doing, you know, for one reason or another. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they give them money and, they run the whole damn show. Who knows? But that's a typical example of butting into someone's business, you know. And there are laws that protect animals. So if a guide dog school, an agency for the blind, feels that someone has done something wrong to the dog, why don't they take that person to the law, press charges against them, and prove it, you know, instead of just arbitrarily taking that dog away? I mean, where's the proof? Where's the witnesses? You know, you see, they don't treat us like we're equal, and yet they'll butt into our business. And it happens every day of the week, all the time, in every facet of life. We talked about the the hospitals, and how disabled people many, many times will go into a hospital, and if you have an aide, you know, if you're in a wheelchair and you have an aide, that aide is not allowed to be with you beyond the emergency room, even though the money is still there. So there you have another situation. The agencies that don't help, by not helping, they're butting into your business. Why don't they do something about it? Why don't they get the person a hearing? Why don't they advocate? Why don't they say, hey, you know, we'll put the money up? Why don't they raise the money and establish a fund for that, instead of butting into the person's business and just standing by and allowing it to happen? You know, if you're not with me, you're against me. There's an example of it right there. And there's so many of them. By the way, we're without an engineer tonight. She had to have a dental problem. And I don't believe she'll be on the air. So we can't get any phone calls. We apologize for that. And for those of you who have been looking for our show on Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, we apologize for that. Our director has had some technical difficulties, and he was finally able to remedy the situation, and the show's been sent in, and hopefully it'll be televised next Wednesday. So that's the situation on that. All right, inner sight around the world, and no engineer, so we'll have to take a rain check on your phone call. And we want to remind you about some of our friends. Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. On the phone number, you need cat food, dog food, medical help for your dog. Call Gary. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. That'd be cool. All right, let's see. Around the world. And by the way, tomorrow night, we will be honoring Corey Foster, who lost his life several years ago now in that horrible school in Yonkers. And people, agency butted into his business and it cost him his life. All right. Take care of all the children. Watch out for them. Make sure they're safe. And especially those who are disabled may need a little extra care on that. All right. Around the world, inner sight. And let's see. My buddy over at Mr. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. good friend of Inner Sight over there in Islip. 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some information, call Mr. Kennedy. And a couple of his friends, Good Mojo Printers and the SuttonInsurance.com. So on the Good Mojo, if you want to jot down the number, 631-666-1010. If you need any printing, check them out. And SuttonInsurance.com, you can click that right on. Don't forget to sign our petition, change.org. We are determined to get these service dog schools licensed. And not only in New York, but all over the country, they should be licensed. To give people rights, to protect people, to protect the people who donate the money, and also to protect the dogs. You know? Dog bonds with a person 3 weeks, trains with that person, and then is separated from that person. That's a great hardship on a dog. So the dog should be considered too. So sign the petition, change.org. And let's see, around the world, Inner Sight. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. So check them out, SILO. You need information about a meeting coming up for the disabled, or legislation, or any kind of referrals, call SILO, 631-880-7929. And we thank them for helping us with the show and also for helping us with the flyer for May 21st, which is the celebration and remembrance of Joe Arion, one of the greatest advocates that ever lived. We miss Joe and we love him, and May 21st, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York. There'll be hors d'oeuvres on the house, and whatever food you order, you pay for it. And there'll be a handcrafted items for sale. So that'd be cool. And of course, you can make a donation through our PayPal, or you can make a donation at Beccaro's. And we greatly appreciate that. And I spoke with G. Brian Benson today, and he's helping us with the flyer. And he's going to donate $4 for every book that he sells. So we are grateful for Brian for that. And we apologize for the noise. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. So check us out, talking tonight about how the agencies butt into our business, want to run our lives, want to use us to get money, and do very, very little to help us. Policies that are put in place that have been made for, 100 years? Must be changed. They're archaic. They're outdated. And people need help who can't get it because of the way these agencies are set up. InnerSight brought to you by Touro Law Center. Check them out on the Touro. 631-761-7000 if you need a lawyer. Some good people over there, Touro. All right. And don't forget my buddy Gary. Nobody's starved on Long Island. I think I mentioned him, but it's worth mentioning again. 631-484-3085. Nobody's starved on Long Island for dog food, cat food, vet care for the dog. Let's see, who else we got? InnerSight around the world, and don't forget to check out Able News. You can get it for free online. Put the paper on and about the disabled. They've been around for like 28 years. They've got columns by various experts. There's a calendar of events in there. You want to check out what's going on. There's always a headline, of course, on the front page. And you can get a free subscription on that online. So check out the Able News. They got a personal column too. The personals. Interesting. You know, you want to have some fun with that. Try to hook up with somebody. Able News and my dear friend Angela Melanie, who is the editor. All right, around the world, InnerSight. Reminding everyone that we're on television, Long Island, all over the island, Tuesday night, Channel 20, and Wednesday nights, back on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, hopefully by next week, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So, check them out. InnerSight. You won't hear a program like this anywhere else. And we've been noted and praised and told that we are in the top 10, one of the top 10 shows for the disabled. Well, we appreciate that. And what we really need is to set the example in changing this system and to show the agencies and the politicians how it can be done. To give disabled people the supervision of the monies that are there to help us. That's what you call the real freedom. And that's how it should be. That was Joe Arion's dream, that's the InnerSight dream, and we would hope it would be that it would be the dream of every agency on this planet who wanted to help the disabled. Because they're going to make money on that too. And they're going to help the average taxpaying person who isn't disabled. It's a good way to build the image of disabled people. You know, reaching out to lessen the burden of taxes on many of our friends, people we know and people we don't know. Say, hey, I mean, can you imagine how the image of a disabled person would improve when we pull that off? Hey, thanks to this disabled person, I don't have to pay all those taxes like I did before. You got the agencies helping you raise the money. That's how it should be. That would greatly improve the image of disabled people in this world. Because people would then say, hey, you know, don't put down the disabled. Look what they did for us. You know. And it's a good way to serve your country. You know, if you're disabled, it's very difficult to serve in the armed forces. But why not serve your country in another way? Help reduce the deficit and the taxes. Get these agencies to start raising the money. Yeah, there's so many reasons, there's so many ways that they could improve this system. And, you know, have more respect for disabled people. Because if it wasn't for us, as we said before, they wouldn't have the money. They get it because of us. So we look forward to the day when this is going to happen. And it's going to mean a great change and a great burden off of people. And it's going to mean that more people are going to be able to get a job. See? Now, here's what's going to happen. You reduce the taxes by getting the agency to put up half the money and let the government put up the other half. Then, because there will be vocational funds for the person, that person, once they get a job, they will be replacing those taxes in a good way. So there you have it. It works for everyone. And that's why we at InnerSight advocate for that system. And are determined to bring it about. One of the goals for the memorial for Joe in May is to try to raise enough money so that we can take on a fundraising firm to do a couple of events for us a year. And try to raise the money, you know, to start doing this through InnerSight. Raise half the money. Put the word out there. And try to get the government to put up the other half. They owe us. They owe us for all the non-accessibility. They owe us for all these agencies that are set up, many of whom have millions and millions of dollars, and you call them up and they say, oh, we don't have the money for that. They owe us because we allow them to use us to get that money. You know, people who are disabled are used to get that money. So that's why the system should change. And yet we still want to stand up and help these agencies, help the people who work for them, help the average taxpayer. You know, you never hear any ads on the radio or television, public service or what have you. You never hear ads about the image of the disabled person. Very rarely do you hear anything. You know, and if you do hear it, it never takes the form of reduce the taxes, you know. Let the agencies start raising the money. Put it into a debit card. And give the disabled person responsibility of their own life and safety. You never hear an ad like that. The agencies don't do anything to create us in a positive light. They look down on disabled people. You know, one of the biggest ways that's happening is if you're blind and disabled and you want to train your service dog on your own, you can't go to the service dog school for help. They won't help you. That's looking down on people. That's degrading them. And in those cases, you may have to get rid of some of those people because they don't belong there. You got to get people in these places, these agencies, who belong there, who want to help people to improve their lives and not butt into their business and degrade them. Yeah, so that's what the inner sight concept is about. You know, creating a better image by example, by doing things to help everyone. You know, one person affects another. It's so true. You know, we see it happen all the time. One guy stops on the highway short, and what happens? Everybody else is going to stop short and be affected. And some people may even get hurt. So it's the same thing here. With this system going the way it is, people who are not disabled have to keep paying these taxes and believing that disabled people get everything. That's another thing. The misconception that we have everything we need from these agencies. That's one of the biggest lies in the world. Because they use us. Look at the salaries of some of these places, some of these top executives. The kind of money they get paid for what? What do? They sit around and talk all day. That's all they do. They don't do anything. Obviously, by all the programs that Inner Sight does, what do these agencies do? They just sit around and talk, and they want to impress people. So they get a fancy office, fancy building, and they hold meetings. And when those meetings are over, the people who need the help are still in the same situation they were in when the meeting was on. That's not helping anybody. That's using them. And they have all those salaries and buildings and everything else at our expense. Because if it wasn't for us, they wouldn't have it. All right, InnoSight around the world. Without an engineer, we apologize. Suzanne had to have some dental work today, so she's indisposed. All right. And let's see. Tomorrow night, we honor Corey Foster. Excuse me. Friday night, the Follies, the Frolics. And we're going to tell you about the digital dental remover Friday night. Yeah. We missed last week. And we'll have the philosopher philosophizing on the specialist doctor. All right. And we'll have a Laurel and Hardy skit Friday night where they go in the graveyard business. That ought to be hilarious. All right, InnoSight around the world. I'm not giving out the phone number because we don't have the phone system set up tonight. So, but I do want to remind you and put it on your calendar, May 21st, 5 to 9, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York, and honor one of the greatest advocates that ever lived, Joe Arion. If you can get the Able News, page 7, February 1st edition, there's a beautiful article in there about Joe, some of the things he accomplished in his life and all that. And I want to thank Baccaro's restaurant, Massapequa, for reaching out to us and for creating this night for Joe, 21st. And you know, the beauty of it is that would have been his actual birthday. May 21st. So we're right on target with that. And we'll be talking about that night, some of the accomplishments, some of the things that Joe initiated and what he believed in, and so on and so forth. So if you want to make a donation before time, we thank you for that. Go to our PayPal, InnoSight.info. PayPal, and click that on, and you know, we are determined to keep Joe's dream alive, InnoSight. So we appreciate that. And I want to thank the person who, I don't know who it was, but the other day in the local coffee place that I frequent, someone donated a $15 gift card to yours truly, and I want to thank them for that. They don't identify themselves, so. But that's cool. Just wanted to say thanks. All right, InnoSight around the world. And, you know, thousands, millions of people out there having to deal with the agencies know what we're talking about. Some may have had some good experience with them, you know. But as a whole, it's not a good experience. And this is why we, you see, the idea that we have helps everyone, you see. The way it is now, the agencies don't include everyone. They only help themselves. they're not helping the taxpayer to be less burdened. They're not helping the disabled person to be more independent and to have more freedom with all their ridiculous policies. We, Inner Sight, we want to help them to become a better place, a better institution. I don't like that word. A better establishment or an agency, you know, and have a more positive image by showing people how it can be done. How, if you start raising the money and get a debit card system going, that it would help to give people more independence instead of putting them down for being independent, which is what's happening most of the time now. You know, we have people calling in on the show all the time who have had problems with these agencies. You know, you go to an agency for training. They train you with a computer. They don't help you get a job. You know, you don't know if they're going to give you equipment. You know, and most of the time it winds up into a fight, a battle, and you become an advocate again. There should be no need for advocates in this country. We should be able to get rid of them. And with the Inner Sight system, you wouldn't need any advocates, because the money would be there. There'd be no question if the person could get what they need, because the funds would be there for them. And that's really the key. Everything that you turn to, everything that you look at, every situation that you hear about where a disabled person cannot get what they need for their life comes down to one simple thing: the money. And that money is there. It is there. Look at the people who work for these agencies. Aren't they getting paid? The money is there. And yet we don't want to hurt them. We don't want to take away their money. We say to them, look, listen to us, and you can make more money. And at the same time, help people and improve the image of your organization. That's the way to go. I don't know of any other answer to the situation, because anything else you do where you're under control and supervision by an agency, you know, and I don't mean that there should be no built-in safety. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where the money is not put into a debit card for the person to get what they need, and that situation can be monitored, looked at, and make sure the person is getting what they need. And of course, those who are severely disabled would have to have help in monitoring, in maintaining that. But the whole situation would change. The whole image of the disabled person would become much more solid and together if we were able to have our needs met through the money that is being raised to do that. That's the key. If the money is there to help the person, and the person can't get help, there's something wrong with the system. It's got to be fixed. Hey, this is Inner Sight Around the World on Blog Talk Radio, and we're without an engineer, so we apologize for that. And tomorrow night we will be honoring Corey Foster, and how well I remember it, and the late Joe Arion, of course, was a big part of that too. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, and I believe we still have autistic programming on the weekend, as far as I know. If not, I'll have to double check that, but as far as I know, Maria is still broadcasting on the weekend with autistic information and advocacy and all that. Had a note from our advisor that many autistic people are not being made eligible for service dogs because, as he put it, they don't understand what the dog is about. Well, there are ways to explain that better to people. That's not to say that every autistic person is going to want or should have a dog. But there's many of them that can benefit. And we have a wonderful, wonderful advocate she's autistic herself, who really understands those things. So anybody out there who knows of an autistic person who needs a dog or knows of a situation, call the Inner Sight number, and we'd be glad to put you in touch with Maria. Our number, the Inner Sight number, is 631-224-3090. So you can call that number 24/7, leave a message. Yeah, you see, people who live being disabled, most of the time, there's always exceptions, but most of the time, know it better than people who don't live it. And that's why our advocate might be able to help the situation. All right, around the world, we wish Suzanne a speedy recovery from her dental surgery. And all of our friends out there who have been reaching out to help us with the celebration honoring Joe Arion, May 21st, Baccaro's Italian Tavern at 1020 Park Boulevard in Massapequa Park, New York. We want to thank everyone for caring, for voicing their condolences, and some people who never even met Joe, but they talked to him on the phone, and they were so impressed with him. He had a dynamic phone personality. I'll never forget that. So we honor him May 21st, 5 to 9. Come on down to Baccaro's and have a great time and help Inner Sight get this plan put into progress, because it will reduce your taxes. If the politicians take it up and do it properly, people will have to pay less taxes, because the money will be coming in from the agencies. And it'll mean that millions and millions of people could get help. Now, you talk about the homelessness situation. There's another thing. There are many people who are disabled in shelters. And all these programs for housing, and yet they say there's a shortage of housing. Now, how can that doesn't make sense. There's a shortage of housing because people don't have the money for the housing. See? If the agencies would raise half that money, and the government would only have to put up half, look at all the money they would save on the homeless situation. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure that out. And if the person had the money in a debit card for the year for their housing, they wouldn't be homeless unless they wanted to be by their own choosing. And some people do. You know, that's another story. I mean, if that's what someone wants. You know, there are some people that as much as you want to help them, you can't, because their mental capacity is just so damaged. And I always say it's between them and God, you know. But I would say that 90% of the people you can help who are homeless, it's a question of the funding. Nobody has to be homeless in this country. All these agencies for the homeless, they should be raising the money and getting the government to put up the other half. That would work a lot better than what we've got now with these waiting lists and all kinds of excuses, and you know, they close the list and all that. That's ridiculous. You don't even need a list if people had money. You wouldn't need a list. You know, and along with that, make every place accessible. So if a person's in a wheelchair or some kind of a mobile device that enables them to move around, they can get into the place. That should be part of the whole thing for the homeless too. Every place should be accessible, just like it is for everybody else. That's why a lot of people are homeless, because they can't get into a place that's there, even if they had the money. It would have to be redone. Well, the agency should be doing that. They should be raising, every agency should have an accessible fund and keep that accessible fund going and reach out into the community and say, hey, we're going to come and fix this so anybody who's disabled can get in here too, not just you. And then, of course, you need enforcement of that. You can't leave it up to voluntary, people. Or people doing it voluntarily. You need enforcement. So then they know it's going to be done. That's the inner sight belief. By the way, tomorrow night's show is called God Doesn't Like the Way the Disabled Are Treated. It's certainly true with Corey and Avante and many of the others. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, we have over 80,000 listeners. I want to thank them all. If we could get each person who has heard this show to make a one-time $5 donation, you can do it in the name of Joe Arion. Go to our website, innersight.info, and make that donation. We could put into progress what we're talking about tonight. We could start it. And it would tremendously benefit millions and millions of people. And you see, maybe if we start it, if we do it, the agencies might catch on and say, hey, that's a great idea. Look at all the donations they're getting now. So, send us that $5. One time shot. And you know, you don't even have to put the $5 up. Get one of your friends to say, hey, would you sponsor me? $5. You know, they can call in a site and confirm who we are. They can hear us in the archives on the blog anytime, day or night. They can look at the website and say, hey, sure, I'll send the $5 on your behalf. So, you know, people wouldn't even have to send the money and get a relative or a friend or somebody who would do it. I put money into Inner Sight all the time. I'm going to be putting some in tomorrow. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, I have no idea of the time. But like my mom used to say, time and tide waits for no man or woman. So we urge these agencies, you know, not to butt into people's business, but instead change your policies, help people. You may have to do it in your spare time. because of the restrictions put upon you, but why not? If that's how it has to be done for now, why not? Do it. Improve the image of the disabled person by doing it. If you, as an agency, improve the image of a disabled person, it's going to help you. Because people are going to say, hey, look at this, what this agency is doing. Isn't that something? Now this person has what they need. They're able to apply for a job. They can get into the place. Look at what they did. And it's going to reflect all the way down the line. And the person is going to realize, hey, we don't have to, the governor reduced our taxes because the agencies are putting up part of the money now. That's how to do it. And disabled people can participate in raising the money. Look at that. See, do you hear that? That kid on the radio, disabled, and he said he was able to get a job because the agency through their fund made the place accessible. That's the way to gain respect when you're disabled. That's the way to get equality, along with enforcement, of course. You got to have enforcement. You can't be sitting around and asking people to, you know, volunteer to give you rights. No, nobody does that. You need enforcement, just like you would have enforcement for anyone else. And that makes for respect. When you have enforcement, you have a more respectable situation. So that's another thing that the agency should be working toward, and the disabled community should be demanding enforcement of the laws. And if we're not included in those laws, immediately amend it, put us under there, so we can be included. And the enforcement can apply to us that we need. Inner Sight around the world, and apologize for no phone calls, no engineer. So hopefully she'll be back with us tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Hope we enlightened some. I always get enlightened on this show. You never stop learning. And we'll be with you tomorrow night. We honor Corey Foster. And work toward preventing tragedies like that. We need more enforcement. We need more safety for people who are disabled. Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world. Don't forget May 21st, Beccaro's, 1020 Park Boulevard, honor Joe Arion. Come on down, have a great time. 5 to 9, May 21st at Beccaro's in Massapequa Park, New York. And we thank you. We wish Suzanne a speedy recovery. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. So check us out And thank you for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.